Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we learn about the history of Cajun and Creole food and culture. Visit some of the famous restaurants of New Orleans, Louisiana, and listen to some traditional zydeco music. The state of Louisiana is widely known for its rich history, musical traditions, good food, and fun spirit. The largest city, New Orleans, is considered one of the best cities for food in the world. Many famous cooks began their careers in restaurants that offer the rich traditions of Cajun and Creole cooking. Before we tell about the food and music of Louisiana, Bob Doty explains more about Creole and Cajun traditions.
We asked food writer and cook Marcel Bienvenu to help us with the definitions of Creole and Cajun as part of our exploration of Louisiana cooking. The word Creole refers to French colonists and their descendants, who came to what is now Louisiana, starting in the early 18th century. The roots of Creole cooking came from the traditional French foods these colonists would have made. They had to change their cooking to use the food sources that were available in the hot, wet climate of Louisiana. Other settlers came from countries including Spain, Germany, Italy, and England. The food traditions of those countries also influenced Creole cooking. One group of settlers came to Louisiana during the 18th century from an area of Canada known at the time as Acadie. The Acadians were from France and still spoke their native language. They were forced to leave Canada when the British took over. Many Acadians traveled south to Louisiana. The French and Spanish settlers there permitted them to speak their language and follow their religion. Some Acadians settled in rural parts of the state. Over time, the term Acadian developed into the word Cajun. Marcel Bienvenu says the cooking of the Creoles living in New Orleans often was, and still is, more formal and complex. Cajuns living in rural areas made and continue to make hearty dishes, like gumbo and jambalaya, that usually contain seafood, vegetables, rice, and spices. These are prepared in one cooking pot. Cajun cooking uses whatever foods are nearby and available, like crawfish, duck, alligator, okra, corn, or tomatoes. Ms. Bienvenu says, when a Cajun cook is planning a meal, he or she simply opens the kitchen door, and whatever is flying, swimming, walking by, or growing in their gardens may well end up in the pot. Ms. Bienvenu adds that Creole and Cajun cooking have influenced one another, so it is hard to make set rules about their differences. One thing the two cultures have always had in common is a love of good food.
That was Cedric Zydeco, performed by the 25-year-old musician Cedric Watson. Born in the state of Texas, Watson now lives in Lafayette, Louisiana. He is helping to keep the sounds of Creole and Cajun alive and well. We thought this energetic music would help us get in the mood to talk about food in the city known as the Big Easy. New Orleans has many famous restaurants that celebrate the best of Cajun, Creole, and French cooking. In fact, the travel website iExplore recently listed New Orleans as the best food city in the world. Many food lovers would agree. Visitors can start their day at Café du Monde, where they enjoy chicory coffee and pieces of sugary fried bread called beignets. Its main shop in the French Market is open 24 hours a day, so visitors have all the time they need to enjoy their coffee outside while watching the people walk by. The family-owned Galatoire's restaurant has been serving fine Creole food in the French Quarter since 1905. Its specialties include trout margarie. This fish dish is named after a French cook who created a rich sauce containing white wine, fish stock, egg yolks, and butter. At Commander's Palace in the Garden District, food lovers can try American as well as Creole specialties, including turtle soup and fish covered in pecan nuts. Two famous cooks once worked at Commander's Palace. Paul Prudhomme and Emeril Lagasse have helped make Creole and Cajun food popular around the world. Antoine's is another favorite for French Creole cooking. This restaurant is known for dishes including oysters Rockefeller and alligator soup. Which brings us to our listener question from Vietnam. Hoa Pham wants to know the difference between alligators and crocodiles. Each creature belongs to a different group within the order of crocodilians. The clearest difference between the two is the shape of their heads. The alligator has a shorter and wider head with a curved jaw or snout shaped like the letter U. The crocodile has a pointier snout shaped like the letter V. Also, alligators like to live in freshwater, while crocodiles can survive in saltwater. There are several kinds of crocodiles and alligators. In the United States, crocodiles are only found around the southern tip of Florida, but alligators live in several southeastern states.
Allons danser les haricots un soir. Les haricots sont pas en l'air. Les haricots sont pas en l'air. Every day, every day, every day danser. Vont-on l'air. Every day, every day danser. Allons, allons.
That was Dance Every Day by Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience Band. Simeon has been performing Creole music professionally for 25 years. Simeon, his wife, and others worked for years to influence the Recording Academy to create a Zydeco and Cajun Music Award to present at its Grammy Award ceremony. This music became an official Grammy category last year. About 200 kilometers west of New Orleans is where another star of Cajun cooking spent her career making delicious food. Barbara Klein remembers Eula May Doré, who died last year.
Eula May Doré spent most of her adult life on Avery Island in Louisiana. This area is known as the home of one of the world's most famous hot sauces, Tabasco. Ms. Doré worked for the McElhenney Company, which makes Tabasco, for 57 years. She worked in the general store of the company and also cooked for its workers. Her sandwiches became famous in the area. The food she made was so good that the McElhenney family soon asked her to cook for them and the many important visitors to the island. Eula May Doré grew up in a small town in Louisiana. Her mother died when she was 10 years old, so she had to teach herself to cook for her family. She also learned by watching her grandmother prepare traditional Cajun food. Ms. Doré never trained professionally, but she had an extraordinary skill with food. Many famous cooks came to Avery Island to try her dishes and learn from her. Paul McElhenney and the food writer and cook Marcel Bienvenu asked Eula May Doré if she would write a cookbook. Ms. Doré at first did not think anyone would be interested in her style of cooking and refused. But she later agreed to the project. Ms. Bienvenu and Ms. Doré worked for 2 years on the cookbook. Eula May's Cajun Kitchen was published in 2002. It captures the spirit of this special woman and her love for her native cooking.
We leave you with Chanson d'Acadie by the band Beausoleil and Michael Doucet. The group combines the sounds of Cajun, Zydeco, jazz, and blues music.
Ma jolie fille que j'ai fait passer, je pense à toi, j'ai bien souvent. Aujourd'hui, moi, j'ai fait mon idée, essayer pour aller, c'est pour avoir, oui, ce soir. On va partir ça.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written and produced by Dana Dimanche. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.